Was the introduction of UConn players on the USA national women's basketball team in Bridgeport last September as the women's national team was on its way to a 10th FIBA World Cup gold medal. Winning the FIBA gold medal means the U.S. team has automatically qualified for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Invitations for 2018 were sent to 34 of the top players in the nation, primarily WNBA All-Stars and a select group of college players who participated in training camps under the watchful eyes of a selection committee. 10 of the 34 invited to compete for one of the 12 spots were UConn alumni, along with two current Huskies, seniors Nafisa Collier and Katie Lou Samuelson, who did not participate while she recovered from an injury. Almost all of those invited have USA basketball experience, most often playing in world competition since high school or college, making the selection of 12 players for the national women's team a challenge. Jennifer Rosati is an assistant coach to USA head coach Dawn Staley and has a dozen years as a USA basketball coach. She was named 2011 USA Basketball National Coach of the Year after leading the under-19 team to a gold medal. Rosati also served as an advanced scout for the 2016 U.S. Olympic team, led by her former coach Gino Auriemma, who guided the U.S. to Olympic gold in 2012 and 2016. They discussed the challenge of selecting the USA team.
It's really been fun to watch some of these young UConn guys grow up, even some of the non-UConn guys that I coached on the younger teams, grow up through the ranks and become professional players and see where their maturity and as people and as basketball players. And I'm just trying to help them. I want to get them to play their best and give their best and feel like they have the opportunity to make the team.
One, training camp isn't long enough. Two, you have 12 really, really, really good players. So trying to get all 12 of them into the mix is not the easiest thing in the world. And yet, USA Basketball, the team that makes USA Basketball, they're really, really good at understanding. I'm not going to play. I don't care if you're Diana Taurasi or Sue Bird. I'm not playing more than 20 minutes generally, 25. Matter of fact, if you told any of those veterans, hey, listen, we need you for 38 minutes every night. They go, you know what, maybe I don't want to do this that bad.
Former Husky Morgan Tuck of the Connecticut Sun won 3 gold medals for USA Basketball as a younger player. In Bridgeport, she was on her way to being selected for the 2018 team and talked about the difficulty of making the roster.
The biggest challenge is just it's more competitive. It's harder to make these teams. I mean, I think any USA team is hard to make, but, you know, this is everyone's goal. Anyone that's here, anyone that plays USA, they want to be here. And it's hard. You know, it's hard to make the team, and there's just an expectation level. I think it is brought to the next level when you're with the senior team just because you are supposed to be the standard and the example for the rest of the world, really.
Nafisa Collier remained a candidate for the 2018 roster until WNBA playoff participants Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury and members of this year's WNBA champions Bird and Stewart of the Seattle Storm arrived in camp. Tuck and Auriemma talked about the senior's progress on the larger stage.
She played great, you know, and she's been playing really good in our practices and even in the intra-squad scrimmage. So I'm just really proud of her that, you know, she's the only college kid that's on the in the pool, and she's playing really well, so I'm happy for her.
She did a lot of great things because I think she surprised people with, like, all the things that we see. She surprised people with how active she is, how involved she gets in every facet of the game. People, you know, we see her all the time, but a lot of people don't. So when you watch Nafisa at practice for 2 or 3 days or whatever, and then you realize there's hardly any possession that she's not involved in. She's making a defensive play at this end, getting a rebound here, getting a bucket here, getting a, you know, an offensive rebound over here. There's always something at the end of the game when you look up and you go, man, Nafisa's all over the court. And that took some people by surprise.
When Collier returned to Storrs for the semester, I asked her about the experience she had being among the best basketball players in the world who she grew up watching.
It was amazing just being with all the experienced players and being with so many past UConn players. Everyone was so welcoming. They took me under their wing right away. They took all of us college players, you know, when we were all there in the beginning, under their wings. They were really welcoming and helpful and just, you know, there every step of the way for us to, you know, help us along and help make sure that we, you know, were comfortable and knew what we were doing.
What did you learn from this experience that you've brought back to your teammates right now?
I would probably say just the intelligence that they play with. You know, I told my team about that, and I've told everyone who's asked me that is the biggest difference between, you know, the college level and the pros is just how smart they play. And the, you know, they not always necessarily make, you know, the hardest play. They make the smartest play, and that's how they've been so successful. So I think if we can, you know, do that and rise to that level, then for us the sky's the limit as well.
What are you doing now differently as a result of that?
I think my level of focus is just a lot different than it's been in the past 3 years, and it could also be because I'm more experienced. I'm a senior, but I just feel a lot more locked in than I have in the past 3 years, and I think that has to do with USA because you have to be focused the whole time. We're learning so many new plays, and unlike here, you know, I've been doing those for the past 3 years, so it's kind of, you know, on repeat, but there you have to learn things quickly, so you have to be locked in, and doing that for the past whatever, how long I was there, 3 weeks, I think really like sharpened the focus I have with that, and I think I've brought that back to here.
What about Coach Rosati, who knows this program a little bit, I think?
Yeah, I've seen her at the other USA training camps too, so it's cool to have so many people who went to the same school and have had close to the same experience as I'm going through right now. It was really cool to see all those, you know, alum in one place.
Well, what's the locker room like with the USA team? I mean, obviously you didn't have everyone there, but you had people who you've watched for a long time. What was it like for you there?
It was really fun, and it was cool to see, like, I mean, Dee, for example, Diana, she could be a coach right now. When we go in the locker room, she is our coach. She's drawing stuff on the board. She's telling us where we need to be, and we listen to her as if she is our coach. We listen to all of them because, I mean, everyone knows what they're talking about, so just the level of leadership, it was so much, so many leaders on that team, and they meshed well together. It's not like we were fighting for power. It's everyone listens to each other. Everyone takes advice from each other, so it was a really cool experience.
What are your goals for this year?
Just to win every day. Just take one day at a time and win that individual day. We're not looking to the future. We're looking to, you know, be our best in that moment, and that will eventually prepare us for what we need to do.